Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast where we sit around and we play games. Well, a little while ago, we played a DC deck building game, the basic DC deck building game. And even though Rob swore he'd never play it again,
I swore I'd never play it again. I just did not have fun.
Well, maybe you will this time, because this time, Rob, you get to unleash your natural state as we play the DC deck building game Forever Evil. Here's the interesting thing. They have a lot of these base sets plays exactly the same. In fact, yes, the Forever set plays exactly the same as the Heroes one that we did. So the only difference is this time we are villains fighting heroes instead of the other way around. So I'm here this week. Hello, me. Hello. Fine. How you doing? I'm good. 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 Who are you playing this week? This week I am playing Bizarro. When you destroy a card, gain a weakness. During your turn, but here's the thing. During your turn, you may put two weakness cards from your discard pile on top of the weakness stack. If you do, I get to draw a card. Me and no like this card. Rob, who do you get to play?
I am Black Adam, leader of Kondak. My power is the first time I play a superpower during each of my turns, I may destroy it. If I do, I draw a card and gain a victory point.
Wow, nice.
And I am Lex Luthor. At the end of my turn, draw an extra card for each hero I bought or gained during my turn.
Wow, okay. And then, Brian, what do you have?
I am Harley Quinn. During each player's turn, the first time you pass a card or discard a card, draw a card.
Oh, each time you discard a card?
Each player's turn.
Wow. Oh, I guess that's probably the most powerful card in the...
Wait, what?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
If I discard a card, he gets to draw a card.
No. No. During each player's turn, the first time he discards a card or passes a card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means the attacks don't hurt him so much.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Or a little less.
All right. We have five cards in our hands. Who do we randomly want to have go first?
Let's
have Rob go first this time. Let's bring out our five cards.
Expert Marksman. Okay. Superpower. Giant Growth. A superpower. Broadsword. A superpower.
Equipment.
I'm paying attention. Expert Marksman, again.
Another superpower.
And another Giant Growth.
Wow.
Who shuffled this?
I swear I shuffled the hell out of these cards.
No, that's okay. You know that theory. You shuffle them enough times, you're going to put them back in order.
I did put them right back in order.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's bizarre.
All right, Rob, let us see what you got.
Two punches, two more punches, and a vulnerability. So I think I'm going to get myself a pair of Giant Growths.
Fair enough.
Because I will I might want to go get those checked out if you inferiors.
Darn it. I was wanting to be a super giant Harley Quinn.
He drew invulnerable, a superpower.
On the giant growth.
And super intellect, a superpower.
Wow.
Can you afford the super intellect there, Lex?
Wow. I think I'm going to have to try for it at least. All right. I've got four punches and a vulnerability for
four.
So
you can, in fact, buy
the... I think I need super intellect. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Wow. That's...
All right.
New card coming
Please
in.
Please don't be a superpower.
Steve Trevor.
Oh, hero. A hero.
When you destroy this card in any zone, draw two cards and then discard a card. Ooh. Discard a card, you say?
It only costs one.
Yes. I have three punches, which is a sad thing. So I can't get him in something else. Time to see what all this does. Expert Marksman. You may destroy a non-superpower card in your hand or discard pile. It costs... Gain one victory point.
Oh, I should mention our first hero that we are fighting is the Flash. Draw three cards and then discard a card if you get this. So there you go. He's only a value of eight. So he should be able to be brought down fairly easily.
Definitely can afford Broadsword. In any zone. Yeah.
Oh, right. Broadsword actually specifies a foe. Every attack we played in the last one just said each foe.
Oh, okay.
I will go with invulnerable.
All right.
A weird power for...
Wait, he's still got cards in his hand.
They're two vulnerabilities.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Wait. You know, let's... Okay. We spent the whole last game listening to Brian do the Aquaman voice. I think he is obliged to do the Harlequin voice for entirety of this game.
I don't think so. I think we don't deserve to suffer through that. It was bad enough with Aquaman.
Okay, pudding. Something messed up here.
Would you?
Someone gave me one too many punches.
Oh.
Meh. And here's a vulnerability. Because you should have three vulnerabilities.
I got three vulnerabilities.
Okay. Huh.
So there's two extra punches then. Transmutation, superpower.
Oh, okay. Well, me, I'm going to not play this game by not playing five punches. Me, I'm not take transmutation.
Hey, man. It helped me out last game.
What's the opposite of transmutation?
Substantiation.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, me am not no. Done. Me am not done.
Deathstorm. A villain. Three punches and two vulnerability, so I'm going to get me an expert marksman.
Alrighty. We will replace that extra expert marksman with the Royal Flush Gang.
Hey. Which is villains?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Villain. Okay.
Two vulnerabilities and three punches. Punch, punch, punch. And I will punch Steve Trevor. And I will That's it. Yeah, I'll punch Steve Trevor.
You don't want expert marksman?
Yeah, I will take... No, I will take Steve Trevor, actually. I
have a okay.
Cunning plan. I do get to draw an extra card for him next turn, so I'll be playing with six cards.
So coming part in, of his we cunning have plan. Super intellect. Superpower.
I could be a super intellectual Harley Quinn. Wait. She was a psychologist.
She doesn't have a super intellect. She was a
four
intelligent person.
Four power with four punches and one vulnerability. Well, these really let me discard too much. Destroy a card in your hand or discard pile. Darn it.
Ah, watch out for those weaknesses.
All right, we'll go with Deathstorm, I guess.
Okay, new card coming in.
Johnny Quick.
Hmm.
It's a villain version of Kid Flash.
I am hate this game. Me am have two punches. No, me am have 10 punches. No, I have two
you
punches.
You love this game?
Yes. So good thing that Johnny Quick did come in because that's all I could heck afford this time.
Done.
Done.
It am bad Johnny Quick showed up.
Invulnerable.
Let's Invulnerable.
I'm going to play Giant Growth. The first time I play a superpower during each of my turns, I may destroy it. If I do, I draw a card and gain a victory point.
Why not? Man.
Because I don't think I want to be destroying stuff just yet. At least not useful things. Because that's 2 power, 3, 4, 5 power with 3 punches and a vulnerability. I'm going to pick up... Actually, what's the Royal Flush King do?
What does the Royal Flush King do?
Draw 2 cards and then discard 2 cards. Gain 1 victory point for each other Royal Flush King you play or have played this turn. I do not like them that much. I'm going to grab Invulnerable.
That gets replaced with Grid.
It's a 2 cost.
Yep. It's the anti-cyborg.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
What do you got?
What you going to do?
Are you going to take out the Flash on your second turn?
No, that's not going to happen. No, I'm going to...
Or third, I guess.
Play 5 punches. And I'm going to take... I'm going to take another super intellect.
Okay.
Your turn, Brian.
All right.
Adding into this is Owlman. He is a villain of a cost of 6. Man, what does he do? You may destroy an equipment in the lineup. plus one power for each different equipment in the destroyed pile.
Mm.
Owlman is chaotic.
I have five punches, which is going to make some future turns really not fun.
A lot of vulnerability?
Yes. So, I will go with the Royal Flush Gang, because it lets me discard, which then will let me draw a card.
Coming in, we have Power Girl.
Okay, I'm going to play Johnny Quick, which lets me draw a card. Nice. Because now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch cards.
Power Girl.
I think I will take me a Power Girl.
Because she is the ugliest?
Because she and the ugliest. And I'm done.
Love Bizarro so much. And replacing Power Girl, we get Grid.
Several grids.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm going to start with Expert Marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. If its cost is one or greater, I gain a victory point. I'm going to go ahead and destroy a vulnerability.
Fair enough.
The first time I play a superpower during each of my turns, I may destroy it. If I do, I draw a card and gain a victory point. I'm not going to do that yet. And then Giant Growth for 2, punch, punch, and punch for 1 apiece to give me 5 total again. I will go with another Expert Marksman. And a Grid.
And those cards will be replaced by a Transmutation and a Power Ring. Oh, look at that, a Power Ring.
Fair enough.
That's
a awkward. Villain power. Oh, that's the...
it's a Power Ring.
That's Evil Hal Jordan Power
Ring. Yeah, that's...
All right.
The other Parallax.
Villain Power Ring, not Equipment Power Ring.
It's Power Ring from Earth 3.
I'm going to play Super Intellect and destroy a vulnerability from my hand. And then I will play a punch and 2 more vulnerabilities. I have 1 power, nothing's happening, that's it, I'm done.
Okay. I did, in fact, draw 2 vulnerabilities, but before I play them, I'm going to play Deathstorm. You may destroy a card in your hand and get rid of a vulnerability. And so that leaves me with 2. So, yep, I'm going to get a grid because that's about the only thing I can get. What he do? Plus 1 power. This card pile on top of your deck. Not bad.
All right, new card coming in, and that is Venom Injector equipment. When you destroy this card in any zone, plus 2 power. What does it mean by any zone?
Hand, play, discard.
Ah, okay. All right, so...
So he would work with Owlman.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to Superpower Transmutation. Destroy a card in your hand or discard pile. I'm going to get rid of Johnny Quick. And gain 1 victory point. You may gain a card from the lineup of equal or lesser cost than the card destroyed. So I can get 2 or less. So I will take this injector card. And then I have 3 sucky vulnerabilities and 1 punchy punchy. So I'm done.
I don't think it was worth doing that. I think you should have gotten rid of a vulnerability or something else from your hand or discard and then use the 1 to buy.
No, because vulnerabilities have a cost of nothing.
Yeah, and then but you use the 1 punch to buy one card.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than get rid of something that's useful.
That's true.
Done?
Yep, I suppose I am.
Dang it.
Element Woman, hero. Let's see. Play Giant Growth, choosing to keep it for now. Invulnerable. So 2, 3, and a punch for 4 power, 2 vulnerabilities. So at 4, I can get Element Woman or a kick. Ooh, while you own or are playing this card, it is also a superpower, equipment, and villain.
Nice.
Yes, please.
All right.
New card
replace
coming
that
in.
With Amanda Waller.
Ooh. Ah. New Waller.
All right. I am going to play my Super Intellect for just 2 power, not for the card destruction feature. and four more punches for a total of six.
Six.
And I will take the broadsword.
All right. Hmm. Read that out. So we
actually,
know what it is.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Amanda Waller, actually, instead.
Hmm. What's she
what
do?
Does she do?
It lets me destroy a card in my hand or discard power or pile. If it's a villain, plus one power equal to its cost. If I choose not to, plus two power. Hmm. But she does, because she is a hero, allow me to draw an extra card this turn.
Hmm. And so she is replaced with for me. Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
Cost of three.
Hmm. Another evil cyborg?
No, it's
I think
an
it's
equipment.
Just steel.
Oh, it's just
I think
like
it's
a
just steel sledgehammer.
I think it's
evil.
Just a sledgehammer.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You may destroy a non-equipment card in your hand or discard pile. If its cost is one or greater, you gain one victory point.
Well, I should have a sledgehammer. But I don't know. Okay, I have grid, and my discard's empty, so that does me no good. But he does give plus one power, so four power total with my three more punches and a vulnerability. So I might be getting me a sledgehammer. It's either that or a kick. Eh, we'll go sledgehammer.
Okay, new card coming in. And it is Mallet, which is what you really wanted.
True.
Equipment, reveal the top card of your deck, draw it, or pass it to any player's discard pile. That is a four. And I have one, two, three, four, five punches. And I think I will get this Mallet.
All right. My turn?
It is your turn. How about that, Rob?
All right. Replacing the Mallet is Ultraman. Let's see. I will start with grid. Plus one power. I may put a villain or equipment with cost five or less from my discard pile on top of my deck. I'm going to get Element Woman. While I own or am playing this card, it is also a superpower, equipment, and villain. So she's on top of my deck. I'm going to play Expert Marksman. When I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile, I'm going to get rid of another vulnerability. If it costs one or greater, it gains a victory point. The first time I play a superpower during each of my turns, I may destroy it. If I do, draw a card and gain a victory point. I only gained the one. I destroyed a vulnerability.
Okay.
So I'm going to destroy Expert Marksman.
Okay.
To draw a card and gain a victory point, I'm going to play Element Woman for two power. It's three, four, five, six power total.
You get another victory
point? No.
Okay.
I gained the one from destroying the Expert Marksman.
Okay.
And I'm going to use that to buy Transmutation.
We'll replace Transmutation with the Royal Flush Gang.
Hmm.
All right. For my turn, I will play Super Intellect, which allows me to destroy a card in my hand. I will destroy this vulnerability. Then I will play two punches, a Steve Trevor, and a vulnerability. I've got two power, but not a lot I can do with it, so I'm just done.
All right. All right. I will start my turn by playing Deathstorm, destroying a vulnerability. I will play Royal Flush Gang, and I get to draw two cards and then discard two cards and gain one. No, that doesn't really matter. And during each player's turn, the first time you pass a card or discard a card, draw a card. So I will shuffle my discard and draw another card. Actually, should I discard first, or how would you?
Which one?
Okay, so the Royal Flush Gain is draw two cards, then discard a card. My character ability is during each player's turn, the first time you pass a card or discard a card, draw a card.
Well, have you discarded a card yet?
Nope.
Then
do I draw, then discard?
It says draw, then discard on the card.
On this card.
Yeah, you're going to do this first, and then Harley Quinn second.
That'd be the opposite of what he said.
No.
What? Well, if I do this completely.
Yeah.
Then I would draw two, then discard two.
Right.
And then
draw a card for Harley Quinn.
Is that what you... Okay. So then I need to discard two, then draw one.
Yeah.
After shuffling. Okay.
So you haven't discarded yet, right?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Then, yeah, you wouldn't draw until after you've done the action of that it says to do to make you draw a card.
Discard two punches.
All right. Now you would draw your card off of Harley.
Which would mean shuffle.
Really? It's like seven cards there, man.
He's just trying to be fair as he possibly can.
Yeah, all right.
Man, it's
so
expensive.
Three power. Mm-hmm.
You can get a kick.
I can get a kick.
From champagne.
Yes. Or I can destroy a non-equipment card in my hand or discard pile. I think I'll just get a kick.
Done?
I suppose.
All right. Me am not going to play Power Girl and two punch cards. Me am not have 5 points. Me am not going to buy
the only thing that you
the
can
only
afford.
Thing that I can afford. And done.
All right. New card. Cosmic Staff. Power or Star Girls. Equipment. Interesting. Let's see. I'm going to start with Expert Marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. Going to get rid of vulnerability. If it costs one or more, gain a victory point, but it only costs zero. So, yep. And I'm going to choose not to use Black Adam's power because Expert Marksman is still really useful. And play Giant Growth for two and three punches for three more for a total of five. And yeah, I'm going to grab the Cosmic Staff.
Dang. Who took the Royal Flesh?
Steven.
I did.
Darn you.
Cosmic Staff is plus two power and a defense. You may discard this card to avoid an attack. If you do, gain the bottom card of the main deck.
Insanity is played.
Insanity is the new card. The Harley Quinn card, obviously. All right, I'm going to play Super Intellect for two power and Amanda Waller for two power and three punches for a total of seven power. And I think I'm going to go for... I think I'm going to go for Power Ring.
Journey quick. When I destroyed that, I was supposed to gain a weakness.
Oh?
Yeah. During your turn, you may, when you destroy a card, gain a weakness.
Oh, so anytime you destroy a card.
Or equipment. Ooh. That is a good...
But you can turn weakness into...
Okay. So, first thing I'm going to do is play two punches.
Pow, pow.
To get insanity, I think. Yep. And then I'm going to play another punch and grid. I may put a villain or equipment card with a cost five or less from your discard on top of your deck. I have one vulnerability, so that actually, I probably got the other two, so I probably don't want to be getting rid of too much stuff here, so I'm going to go with the Royal Flush for additional draw, and use the other two to buy Jim here.
Read his thing.
Gives me plus one power, and for a defense, I may discard this card to avoid an attack, and if I do, I gain one victory point. Which is pretty good for Harley.
Yep. Done?
Yep, done.
Phantom Stranger.
It's a five cost.
And Firestorm Matrix.
Seven cost. Holy crap. All right. I'm going to play Transmutation. Destroy a card in your hand. I'm going to destroy Vulnerability. When I do that, I gain a weakness. Okay. And I also gain a victory point. And I get something of equal or lesser value, which is zero. And then I have Venom Injector, which does nothing at the moment. And two punches. So,
what can you do with two weaknesses in your discard pile?
I can discard two of my weaknesses, put them back into the weakness pile, and draw a card, and I get three punches.
Which gets you a kick.
Which means I now can afford to buy a kick in the face.
Are you sure those weaknesses go back there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes back on the top of the weakness stack.
Alrighty.
Which I now figured out how that transmutation card is now going to work to my advantage, so I'm done.
Oh, nothing changes. Well, that's poopy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play an expert marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. I will destroy a punch. If it costs one or more, gain a victory point, but it doesn't. Then I'll play a punch, and an invulnerable for three total power to get a kick.
All right. I am going to play a super intellect to destroy Steve Trevor. When I destroy this card in any zone, draw two cards, then discard a card. So I'll draw two cards and discard a vulnerability. That leaves me with four punches. And I guess I'll take a kick, I guess.
Everything's so freaking expensive. Yeah.
All right. Not exactly awesome. Now,
No, I'm exactly awesome.
Yeah. Power ring keys off of the number of heroes in the destroyed pile. And I don't know what's...
These are all vulnerabilities. There's nothing.
Yeah, starter cards.
I'll just leave
put the starter cards together. Steve Trevor. Put them right here. Because we'll just put them over here. It's going to get mixed up with one of our cards.
All right, well...
Yeah, we'll just put it right here. Don't worry.
Okay. So there's one hero in the destroyed pile.
All right. So my go?
It is indeed your go.
I will start by playing Royal Flush Gang. We'll draw two cards, and then discard two cards, two punches, and which will trigger my character ability, which will let me draw another card. Okay. Let's see, one, two, three, four. Yeah, so I will play Deathstorm to destroy a punch. Right there. Okay. And I will play Grid. I don't have any villains or equipment cards in my discard. Punch and Jim Gordon for three power. Taking a kick, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, everything's really expensive right now. All right. I'm going to play Mallet. Reveal the top card of your deck. Draw it or pass it to any other player's discard. I will take this one. Then I will.
Is it a Power Girl?
It is Power Girl. Then I will play the Royal Flush Gang, draw two cards, then discard two cards. One, two. I will discard Vulnerability and a Punch. And then I will play Power Girl and three punches for six.
Which can get you Broadsword or Owlman.
Yeah, and I don't like Owlman because he's like pretty destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will take Broadsword, which is a plus two power, and I choose a foe, and then I attack, destroy a card with cost one, two, or three in that foe's discard pile.
My turn?
It is your turn, indeed.
All right, replacing that is a giant growth.
Hmm. What, yet more growth of giantness?
I kind of do, but also I've got a giant growth, which I'm going to choose to keep still, a cosmic staff for four power, and three punches for another... So seven three, total power.
Seven.
Oh, so let's close.
Get the Firestorm Matrix.
Ooh. So close to destroying Barry Allen.
Wow. All right, we'll replace the Firestorm Matrix with Happy Harbor and location. Aw.
Plus one power for each hero you play in play.
I kind of like that, but I think I like
Happy the Harbor Phantom was the first Stranger location of the Justice League.
Really?
No, that was our first headquarters.
I did not know that. They should have destroyed that. And
it like did get destroyed. Yep.
All right, I'm going to play Super Intellect for two power and Power Ring, which gets me plus one power for each different hero in the destroyed pile. So that's one. I'm not going to use his destroy a hero thing. And two punches and a vulnerability. So that gives me a total of two, three, four, five power. And I'm going to take the Phantom Stranger, who is a hero card.
Hmm.
And the Phantom Stranger hero will let me draw an extra card my next turn. And
then we're going to get... Despero.
All right. There's some really good villains in these decks.
For my opening card, I will play Insanity. If this is the first card you played this turn, each player passes a card from his hand to the hand of the player to his left.
Is that an attack?
That is not an attack. It is not labeled as an attack.
Okay.
Pass it to the player to the left, huh?
Yep. And it goes into your hand. That did work out for me. And since I passed a card, first time I passed a card on my turn, I get to draw a card. I'll go ahead and play Sledgehammer to destroy a punch. And then I will play two punches, invulnerability, and kick for 5 total power. Which can let me get Happy Harbor.
Which gives you +1 for each hero you've played. Which means Brad's really the only person who wants it right now.
Yeah.
Which means take it away from Brad.
Yeah.
Sure.
But if we start hate hitting those supervillains.
Let's hate play. That's a great way to...
Hate draft.
That's what this game's about.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, it is.
We are bad guys.
It is.
Okay. Done?
All right.
Yep.
Secret Society Communicator. It's an equipment. For of 4.
4, huh? All right, so I will start by playing a mallet. Reveal the top card of my deck, draw it, or pass it to another player's discard pile. I have the Royal Flush Gang. I will put that into my hand.
You should probably leave her in play.
Okay.
Like, all the cards you played turn stay in play.
Then, let's see. Draw 2 cards.
You need to play them first.
And discard. Oh, yeah, I need to play the Royal Flush Gang. Sorry. Gain 1 victory point for each other. Okay, other.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I have to...
Why I wanted that card.
I'm going to get rid of vulnerability and... Let's see. Can I take down Barry Allen? Okay, I'm going to get rid of vulnerability in this punch. And then I'm going to destroy the Venom Injector for +2 power.
How?
When you destroy this card in any zone...
Yeah, how are you?
You have to have something else to trigger its destruction.
Okay. Then let me take back this punch and get rid of the Venom Injector.
Okay.
All right, now let's see if I had... Probably still don't have enough now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Shoot. All right. Okay, I'm going to play Power Girl for 3. I've got 2 punches for 2, and then I'm going to play my Broadsword +2 and choose a foe, Rob. Destroy a card with cost of 1, 2, or 3 in that foe's discard.
Hold on. Okay.
I will destroy invulnerable. Yeah. And that gives me only a total of 7, which is enough for...
Despero.
Well, now I have to take Owlman only to get my Venom Injector to work.
So. Doesn't it say destroy one in the lineup?
Yeah, he doesn't destroy cards from here.
You could get Giant Growth and a Secret
Society. You've got 2 transmutations that you can use to get rid of Venom.
Yeah. All right. So what does Despero do? Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely take Despero. All right. And I'm done.
All right. The Blight. This is a villain that I don't recognize.
Interesting.
So, I'm going to start.
There are certainly cheaper things now.
There are indeed.
I'm going to start with Grid. I may put a villain or equipment with cost 5 or less from my discard pile on top of my deck. I'm going to go with the Firestorm Matrix.
Nice.
Wait, what?
A villain or 5 or less.
Yeah. That's a 7, as I recall.
So, Cosmic Staff.
Good call.
It's 1 power. Element makes 3 power.
What was that?
Aluminum.
Her current element is aluminum.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to play Giant Growth for 2 power. Going to choose not to destroy it. So I've got 5 power. Play Transmutation, destroy a card in my hand or discard pile, and gain 1 victory point. I may gain a card from the lineup of equal or lesser cost than the card destroyed this way. Which will be the vulnerability that Steven gave me.
So do you get a victory point?
I do get a victory point.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to use my 5 to get Giant Growth and a kick.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. You ready? Oh, new card is Pandora's Box.
Oh.
Doesn't that look fun. All right. Super Intellect for 2 power. Amanda Waller for 2 power. And 4 punches. Punch, 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 punch. For a total of 8 power. And guess what I'm doing?
Beating the Flash.
I'm beating the Flash to a little red...
He made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Turned him into a red streak.
Indeed. And I got a hero card, so I will get an extra card this turn when I draw.
All right. New hero is Shazam. First appearance attack. Each player puts a card with cost 5 or greater from his hand or discard pile on the bottom of the main deck. If you cannot, gain a weakness.
Worth what?
5 or greater.
Son of a bitch.
You're kidding.
Or what? Or else I just take a weakness? I'll take a weakness.
Oh. If you cannot, you gain a weakness.
So I lose, like that rule.
I lose the Flash.
I lose my Royal Flush Gang.
5 or greater?
I lost the Flash.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I lose my Royal Flush Gang as well.
What do I want to get rid
discard.
Of?
I don't have anything in my discard.
You have nothing in my discard.
If you have anything cost 5 or greater in your discard, or is that where that one came from?
That came from my discard, and I put it over there. Now we just need to put it on the bottom of the deck.
Oh, God. That really makes me sick.
Yeah. I think I get transmutation.
I feel ill.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad.
And I think that was the 6th
card. There went like my primary combo, so...
Oh, so where does the Flash go? Did you have to get rid of the Flash?
It's at the bottom of the deck, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. So he can go there. Interesting. Way to go, Shazam.
No kidding.
Wow.
If that is your real name.
And he's at 12.
I can play 3 punches and a kick for 5. Not cycling anything out. Let's do power.
I'm an idiot.
Did you get rid of the wrong card?
No.
So very similar. I had a defense in my hand.
Oh, way to go, Rob.
And what does this do? Reveal the top card of your main deck. Add the card.
They be angry at Shazam, not angry at any Shazam of us. Sucks. Although if you want to be angry at Rob, you can be angry at Rob. Yes.
What did Rob do?
Drew the card.
Billy Batson's days are numbered. Is Shazam still Billy Batson?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
Yes. Shazam is now Billy Batson? Shazam
that
was the wizard.
Is interesting. I will take Pandora's box and a kick.
Billy Batson was Captain Marvel. Shazam was the wizard that gave Captain Marvel his powers.
Hey, you know when we discarded, did you get to use your Harley Quinn
until
power?
Recently?
When I was a kid.
Did we discard?
Billy Batson discard our 5 or graders when Shazam showed up?
Oh, I guess he was Captain Marvel. They called the show Shazam. Yeah.
No, just puts a card of cost 5 or greater.
All right.
I wouldn't call that a discard. No.
Nope. We refill for Brian's turn?
Nope.
Okay. Catwoman.
Is it still Brian's turn?
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was the end of Brian's turn.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I'm going to use Transmutation. Get rid of a vulnerability. When you destroy a card, gain a weakness.
Oh, darn.
I've got...
and a victory point.
Yes, I do get a victory point. Oh, my other weakness is not in here yet. So I gain 1 victory point. Then there's nothing of 0 in the pile, so I will just move on. And punch and kick for 4. Let's see. Of these two, which one do I want? Oh, these are exactly the same.
It's one build on superheroes. One's on heroes, one's on superpowers.
Yeah. Let's see. 1 power, choose a foe. Yeah. I'm going to take Catwoman and be done with my turn.
Darn you. Catwoman's replaced with the cold gun.
You. You can kind of be like Captain Cold.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that the frozen tokens?
Yes.
Lame.
Oh, frozen tokens are no good because this card cannot be bought or gained.
All right, I'm going to start with the Firestorm Matrix. Play the top card of my deck. If it costs 5 or less, I may destroy this card. If I do, leave the card I played in front of the V for the rest of the game. It has ongoing. I may play this card once during each of my turns.
Wow, nice.
Wow.
I'm going to choose not to destroy the Firestorm Matrix because I played a Giant Growth. I am, however, going to choose to destroy the Giant Growth from Black Adam. This is the first time I play a superpower during each of my turns. I may destroy it. If I do, I draw a card and gain a victory point. So I've got 2 power. I'm going to destroy this and gain a victory point and draw a card.
Destroyed his ongoing Giant Growth.
It's probably for the best.
Probably.
Well, it wasn't ongoing unless I destroy the Matrix.
Yeah.
I don't really want to destroy the Matrix.
I was just making a growth joke, man.
You get another Giant Growth anyways.
Yeah, you got plenty of those.
He's got plenty of growths.
I've bought the card like 3 times.
Have some more of those destroyed.
It's 4, 5, 6.
Those surgeries are expensive.
I'm going to play Expert Marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. I'm going to destroy a punch. If it costs 1 or more, I gain a victory point. It does not. So I've got 6 total purchase. I'm going to get the Blight. And the Cold Gun.
We will replace those cards with
power armor.
And Vibe.
Vibe, a hero.
Sounds kind of gross. Ew. What a terrible hero name.
Originally, his superpower was breakdancing.
Wow. I thought you were going to say it was massage.
Nope.
Wow.
Is actually legitimately breakdancing originally.
I don't know if it's a power, but he was a. That's really he had crazy. A lot of popping and locking and parachute pants going on in the.
All right. Enough 80s. Of that. I'm playing a kick for 2 power and 4 punches for a total of 6 power, and I'm taking the Owl Man.
The Owl Man.
Jinx again.
Done?
Yes.
Yes man I Bat Serum.
Ooh. All right.
What does it do? Cost of 3.
Cost of 3 plus power equal to your victory points. If you have 5 or more victory points, destroy this card at the end of your turn.
I see.
I'm assuming victory points being the one that we've gained from.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a blessing and a curse. Because on the one hand, it encourages you to keep your victory points, so.
Yep. Gonna play Happy Harbor just to get it out there. Play Sledgehammer to destroy a punch. Slowly whittle down my deck. And I got Invulnerable Kick and a Punch for 4 power.
Got the Communicator if you destroy some heroes.
There is Vibe, and I did just play the Happy Harbor. You'd still have to discard your whole hand if you don't play it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, I'll take Vibe.
All right. Done.
Kind of a suck play, but yeah, go.
How much power did you generate?
4.
4, right. Star Labs. Another location.
Huh.
Plus 1 power for each equipment you play.
All right, well, I've got 4 punches and a Power Girl for 3, so I have a total of 7, which is not really much to buy anything, except I think what I will do is I will take this location... For 5.
That's it.
Yeah, and that is it.
Done.
Done.
Star Labs is replaced by Atomica. I'm going to start with Grid. I may put a villain or equipment card with cost 5 or less from my discard on top of my deck. I will put a Cosmic Staff on top of my deck. Then I will play a kick. It's the first superpower I played this turn, so I get the 2 power from it, but I'm going to destroy it. If I do, I draw a card and gain a victory point. Does that go back to the starter pile, or does it go back to the go to the destroyed pile?
It would go in the destroyed pile, yeah. I think.
Because, yes, because it will have to, because if you read what Ultraman's is...
For each different one.
For each different superpower in the destroyed power, you get a plus 1 power.
I didn't know, because it's the generic, you can always buy kick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think for the
if there's a limited number of kicks,
we need to put that in there.
But like, It would. Can we check it in the rules?
Yeah, that might be.
Because we're just interpreting it based off of one card.
Heroes.
Oh, the... Okay.
Oh, the other superheroes.
Yeah.
Because if there's a limited number of kicks, then I need to be less liberal with my destruction of them.
Fair enough. Yeah.
If weakness and kicks are destroyed, they do not go back into their respective decks.
They do not. That is interesting.
All right.
Good to know.
So we've got 2, 3, 4, 5 with the Cosmic Staff. 6, 7, 8, and 9 power.
Go with that suit. Go with the Ultraman, man.
Well, I'm debating on that and the power armor.
Yep.
Because the power armor is actually spiffy.
Mm-hmm. What does it read?
+3 power. Defense. You may reveal this card from your hand to avoid an attack. If you do, you may destroy a card in your hand or discard pile.
Hmm. Okay.
Either of them is good. I'm going to go with the power armor. I like the defense. And that's my turn.
Okay. The new card that's coming in is Earth 3 Location. Ongoing. Once during each of your turns, reveal the top card of your deck. If it's a punch, destroy it and gain 1 victory point.
Hmm.
Weird.
Hmm. A little late for me to get that.
You can have multiple locations.
No, but I cycled through a good number of my punches.
Oh, okay.
All right. I am going to do something weird. I'm going to play Power Ring. There's only one hero in the destroyed pile, right?
Correct. Yep.
So I'll play Power Ring for 1. I'm going to play Amanda Waller for 2.
Hmm.
And I'm going to play this punch for 1 for a total of 4. I'm going to take
the Secret Society
Communicator. And I'm going to have the Phantom Stranger destroy a card in my hand. And I'm going to destroy a card in the discard. So I'll destroy a punch from my discard pile. And I will play Super Intellect to destroy a punch from my discard pile.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And
what did the Phantom Stranger do?
The Phantom Stranger lets me destroy a card in my hand, and I can destroy a card in my discard pile.
And do you get anything from that?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But you may destroy a card?
Yes, I may destroy a card in my hand, and yeah. I may destroy a card in my discard pile. Here's his deal, though. He's worth 10 victory points with an asterisk. At the end of the game, this card is worth 1 fewer victory point for each card with cost 0 in your deck.
Ah, so it encourages it to do that. Interesting.
Similar to Deathstorm.
Yep. Okay, here we go with a new card. Dr. Light, hero. Draw a card and choose a foe. Attack. That foe puts a location he controls into his discard pile.
I was thinking of the wrong Dr. Light there. All right, so first thing I'm going to try to do is Insanity.
I don't recognize that.
If this is the first card you played this turn, each player passes a card from his hand to the hand of the player on his left.
So what's that again?
Pass a card to the left.
From our discard pile?
No, from your hand.
Oh, from my hand?
Yep.
Yeah. You are welcome.
I will then play Deathstorm. You may destroy a card in your hand, so destroying that vulnerability. And I will play Grid, which... I passed a card, so I can draw one. Ah. I will play Grid, who you may put a villain or equipment cost to 5 or less from the discard pile on top of your deck. And I will go with the Pandora's Box. Villain, maybe, let me know, because... Okay. So draw that first. And I will go with Jim Gordon, who's +2 because of the Happy Harbor and a punch. So it's 2, 3, 4. It's a grand total of 4. So basically one of these. Draw a card and choose a foe. The Pope puts the location he controls into his discard pile. Huh. Victory point. You may discard a non-villain card from your hand or discard pile. Well, there you go. No, you may destroy. Last one greater. We'll go with Dr. Light.
Okay.
Putting those back.
Are you done?
Yep.
All right. New card coming in is Power Drain. Superpower. +2 and choose a foe. Attack. That foe reveals its hand. Choose one card revealed this way to be discarded. That is 4 cost. I'm going to play Catwoman. +1 power and choose a foe. Rob. Attack. Steal 1 VP from that foe.
Nice. Good call.
Thank you. Then I've got a kick for 2 power. I've got 2 punches for 2 more powers. And then +2 from my broadsword and choose a foe. Destroy a card with cost 1, 2, or 3 in that foe's discard. Let's see. Who's got a discard pile?
None of us.
Okay. Nobody.
Well, I still get a +2 power on that. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I think I will take Earth 3 as the location. And I'm done. I was really hoping I had an
Amanda Waller.
4, 5.
All right.
Crap.
Expert Marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. I'm going to get rid of a vulnerability. I'm going to keep Expert Marksman around for a while. Because I've got a punch, a giant growth, and a kick for a total of 5 power. Which I will grab Power Drain. And replace it with Royal Flush King.
All right. I am going to... Well, I'm going to use Super Intellect to destroy this punch card from my hand. Then I'm going to play 3 punch cards from my hand, and I am going to take Atomica.
Yeah.
What does she do?
You may destroy a non-villain card in your hand or discard pile. If its cost is 1 or greater, gain 1 victory point.
Done.
Done.
Giganta.
Nobody.
Cost a 4.
No one has a location in play?
Nope.
You do.
Nope. You do.
Yeah. I don't think I can target me because it's Dr. Light. Draw a card and choose a foe.
Nope, you can't choose yourself. I don't have a location to play.
It doesn't say you may. So
yeah, you can just choose a foe. That's fine.
All right. I choose you. That foe puts the location he controls into his discard. It is an attack.
I don't have a defense, but okay. Okay.
That's the main reason why I was checking. I will play Pandora's Box. So reveal the top card of the main deck. Add cards to the main deck to the lineup equal to the card's cost.
1.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
And
the lineup won't refill unless it goes below 5.
Right.
So I will play Commissioner Gordon and 2 kicks. So that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So close. I will
get back a Royal Flush. And I will take the Venom, I guess.
Done.
Yep.
Bizarro power.
You stay in play, darn it.
Ooh. +4 power.
And it also has a weakness value.
Gain a weakness. Oh.
Attack. Each foe gains a weakness. Ooh. Okay. So, Mallet. Reveal the top card of your deck. Draw it or pass it to another player's discard pile. I will draw it.
The punch?
I will.
Okay.
And then I've got Despero. Draw 2 cards and choose a foe. 1. Oh, let me shuffle this. Brad.
Yes.
Discard a card with a cost of 1 or greater.
You creep. You are a creep.
Thank
Did
you.
I mention, Steven, that you are a creep?
I'm a creep.
Mm-hmm.
You're a villain.
I am a villain. Okay. All right, so now I'm going to...
You am villain.
Me am good guy.
Bizarro am greatest hero.
Me am greatest hero of them all. All right. Let's see. Okay. Transmutation. Destroy a card in your hand or discard pile and gain 1 victory point. I'm now going to discard. Let's see, is that going to be enough?
Dang it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I am discard this card and do nothings. discard this card and do somethings. I'm discard this card or destroy the card, which will get me a weakness. Okay, hold on.
A victory point from the transmutation.
Victory point from the transmutation. Okay. I've got a weakness card, which I will discard. Can't discard yet. I'll just put it here. Doesn't do anything. So I've got three punches, which gives me a total of five.
Yeah.
Total of five. Oh, seriously? Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Dang it. All right. I was hoping I was going to get enough to have Bizarro, but he's got six. So, let's see what Amanda Waller does.
I think Waller's better.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Amanda Waller. All right, now I'm going to clear
out. That's destroyed.
Yes, that is destroyed, which I'm going to just start a new pile for equipment. And before my turn is done, I'm going to cash in two weakness cards from my discard pile and put them back in the weakness stack. And I get to draw a card in addition to... Well, wait. My turn's not... No, my turn would have to be over.
I think you wouldn't be able to do that till your next turn.
Okay, that's fine.
Which isn't all that problematic for you.
Of course it improbable.
Ultra strength. Oh, costs 9, plus 3 power, and draw 2 cards.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, I thought I was going to get Ultraman this turn. 3 from Power Armor, 4-5 from Cosmic Staff, 6 from Punch, 7 from a Cold Gun, locking down the Bizarro power.
Me and love you, Rob.
And 8-9 from Element Woman.
Did those ever go away, or...
What?
The freeze tokens.
I may put a frozen token on the card in the on a card in the lineup. If I do, remove it at the start of my next turn.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's like, that's
he's blocking
mine.
From, he's blocking me from
and purchase Ultra Strength.
True potential.
Because plus 3 power and draw 2 cards.
Me and get you back, Rob.
We'll replace whatever card Rob got. I didn't pay any attention.
Ultra Strength.
Gordon. Ultra Strength. Commissioner Gordon is a hero. Plus 1 power. Well, Gordon, I have bad news for you, sir. Power Ring is going to destroy Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
So dang now it. Power Ring is worth 2 power for the 2 heroes that are destroyed. And Owlman is going to destroy the Man-Bat Serum, so he is worth 2 for the 2 equipments that are destroyed. So that's a total of 4. And I'm going to have Amanda Waller destroy a card in my discard pile. She's going to destroy a punch. And I'll just, I don't know, throw that punch and I'll take a kick. Lacking anything more interesting to do.
All right. Anything else?
That is it.
All right. We have Sledgehammer equipment, and we have Atomica villain.
Both do basically the same thing.
Yep. A non-villain card. Yeah, Atomica would let you destroy equipment, which I do kind of need right now. So I will play Sledgehammer, choosing to destroy Kick. And therefore, getting a victory point. I will play Grid, choosing Royal Flesh Gang to put on top of my deck. Yep, I'm just not going to bother with Death Storm, and I'll just play Invulnerability and Kick for 4 power. And I guess, well, I do kind of need her, but... Yeah, I will take Giganta and see what I can do there.
Done?
Yep.
Power drain. Superpower.
Okay, so if I play my location, it says ongoing once during each of your turns, reveal the top card of your deck. Can I do that now?
Yeah.
All right. If it is a punch card, destroy it and gain one VP. It is Star Labs location. we'll put that back. And now I will cash in my two weakness cards. And I will draw a card. Then I will, oh, this is good. I will play Star Labs, ongoing plus one power for each equipment you play. I will play a kick for two, two punches for that'll bring me up to four. And then I've got Broadsword, which is now a plus three power. Destroy, attack, destroy a card with cost one, two, or three in that foe. Oh, I get to pick a foe. Cost of one, two, or three in that foe's discard pile. Brian, let me see your discard pile. Destroy. One, two, or three.
And you would gain a weakness.
And I gain a weakness, right?
Because when you destroy a card.
You probably want to destroy the Venom Injector then.
I do want to destroy the Venom Injector.
That'll give him plus two power.
That'll give me, yep, in any zone. So that'll give me plus two power.
Now, what it does say when you destroy. Is you targeting whoever destroys or the owner?
Whoever destroys, because it's in any zone.
Okay, when
because there wouldn't be an owner while it's in here.
So I gain a weakness. So let's make sure we got this right. Okay. I destroyed the card.
Mm-hmm.
I gain a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I get two for that. Two for that? So that's four, five, six, seven, eight.
This is in your discard because you gained it.
Nine. I have nine.
So you can get Ultraman.
I'm getting Ultraman.
Mm. Bummer.
I was so close. Okay.
Done.
Let's see. Do I have any other weaknesses in my... I am done.
All right. Replaced Man Bat. Ooh. It's a defense. Pretty slick one at that. Oh, this goes away. Yeah, okay, that'll work. I play Giant Growth for plus two power. Choosing to keep it. The Blight. I may destroy a card if it's in my hand or discard pile. If it's superpower, I get power equal to its cost. If I choose not to, I get plus two power, which I'm going to choose not to. So that's four. Grid for one. I may put a villain or equipment with cost five or less from my discard pile on top of my deck. Which is going to be the Cold Gun. So I've got five, six power with my punch. With the six, I'm going to purchase Bizarro Power.
Gross.
Which does what?
Which plus four power and gain a weakness, and then attack, each foe gains a weakness, but it's worth negative victory point. And then...
each foe gain a weakness?
Yeah.
All right.
Which you don't care, but...
I don't care. I'll
shove weaknesses over there all day.
I'll destroy them.
We'll see.
Yeah. And then... I will play Firestorm Matrix. Play the top card of your deck. If it costs five or less, you may destroy this card. If you do, leave the card you played in front of you for the rest of the game and it has ongoing. You may play this card once during each of your turns. Cold Gun.
You can destroy it?
I am strongly considering it. I do get to put a freeze on something, which I'm going to freeze Man Bat.
I wanted Man Bat.
Well, too bad.
Yeah. I am going to destroy the Firestorm Matrix.
Yeah.
So I have the Cold Gun. I am King Captain Cold. Ha ha!
You wish.
I did. And I succeeded. Because of the Firestorm Matrix.
But there now is four equipment destroyed cards.
Awesome.
Four different
destroyed equipments. Owlman thanks you. All right, we'll replace that with... he's done.
Yep, I am done.
With Pandora's Box.
Again.
It's an interesting card.
So reveal the top card of the main deck, add cards from the main deck to the lineup equal to the reveal card's cost.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
And it is equipment.
Mm-hmm. It only costs two.
Yep.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Phantom Stranger, which will allow me to discard that punch card.
Destroy.
Play Super Intellect, yeah, which will allow me to destroy that punch card. And then I'm going to kick Pandora's box in the face. It is mine. Your go, Brian.
All right. Power Girl.
Cool.
Plus three power. So I will start with Insanity, which will let me pass a card. And everyone else passes a card to someone to their left.
Yeah, and where does this go?
It goes in your hand. And you pass the card first. We all do it simultaneously.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're going to get the same card.
And since I passed a card, I draw a card.
This is the best outcome I've had from that so far. Every other time you've given me your vulnerability.
Yep. Well, I think I'm out of vulnerabilities.
Yeah. Like I'd have destroyed six of them.
Yeah.
Where did that go?
Your three and my three.
That stays there.
What'd you do? Discard your location by accident?
Yes.
Oh.
I will play Royal Flush Gang. Drawing. Whoa, no. I just wanted to try to thin my deck with punches. That didn't work out. And dose. Okay. Well, that worked out some. And I discard two. So discard two punches. And I will play two heroes and two punches. So 4, 5, 6.
You got two power threes girl out there. You got an equipment one. And you have a
power girl's good for him because he's got Happy Harbor,
mm-hmm,
which wants him to play more heroes. That's Did you calculate true. Happy Harbor into that already?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
But I think I'll go with Power Girl.
My next turn.
Dang it.
Dunskies?
Dunskies. That stays there. All right.
Element Woman.
All right. I will play Cat Woman. One power and choose a foe. Rob.
Ha-ha!
Steal one VP from that foe.
Cosmic Staff. Defense. I may discard this card to avoid an attack. If I do, gain the bottom card of the main deck.
The bottom card. Ooh, that's one
I
got my transmutation back.
Oh.
I've been waiting for that for so many friggin' turns.
Oh, well, at least you can get Flash.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm going to play Power Girl for three, so that brings me up to
the
four.
Next three.
And then I will play three punches for a total of seven.
Wow, now there's nothing worth anything out there. That's a shame for you.
Because we finally got up to the point where we're just...
Yeah.
Someday.
I think I will take Element Woman. And what does Atomica do?
Destroys a non-villain.
Card in your hand or discard pile.
And get rid of... Greater. Well, I guess you actually kind of want punches.
Yeah, I do. I want punches. So that's 4 and 4. Is that 8?
But you have 7.
I have 7. Be discarded, or you may destroy a non-equipment card in your hand or discard pile. If it costs 1 or greater, gain 1 victory point. I think I'm going to take Sledgehammer and Element Woman.
Just Sledgehammer combos with Star Labs.
Yes. You know what? That actually has to be in that pile. And... Oh, well.
Well, if you reveal the top card of your deck, you
I'd have to shuffle everything.
Which you're going to have to at the end of your turn anyways.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and
do that. Grab anything that you got this turn, or that you played this turn.
Oh, okay.
Because that'll happen before.
Yeah, those two would shuffle.
Is that all you?
Yep.
Got one. Yeah, okay. It's the 5. Well, that sucks, because that's where most of your punches are.
I know, right? All right, so I'm going to use my Earth 3 power ongoing. Once during each of your turns, reveal the top card of your deck. It's a punch card, which it's not. Destroy it and gain 1 victory point. Now I can just get rid of this. My turn is done after I...
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Blackgate Prison.
Hmm.
And Emperor Penguin. Emperor Penguin.
Yeah, that's the guy that took over after Penguin was ousted.
Yeah. When you destroy this card in any zone, gain 2 victory points. All right, so this goes away for now. I'm going to start with, yeah, that'd probably just be easiest. Giant Growth for +2 power. First time I play a superpower, I'm going to destroy it. I get to draw a card and gain a victory point. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Fours.
Yeah, I'm just trying to debate what I want to lock down. I think I'm going to lock down Power Drain. Let me see what Blackgate does. Once during each of your turns, reveal the top card of your deck. If it's a vulnerability or weakness, destroy it and gain 1 victory point. Yes, I'm going to lock down Power Drain, get Manbat, Blackgate, and Emperor Penguin.
Wow, have we not gotten enough power to take down Shazam?
Can you believe it?
Is it 12?
Central City.
Central City. Villain.
Emperor Penguin. Emperor
Penguin again.
Again.
And Steel. All right. Well, I am going to begin by playing Atomica to destroy a non-villain card in my hand or discard pile. And I will discard Kick, and I get 1 victory point for that, please. Thank you. And I am going to play Owlman. He is worth, 4 points for the destroyed equipments. I'm going to play Power Ring and destroy Steel. So whack Steel there. And he is worth now 3, so it's a total of 7. I'm going to... 7, huh?
Are you... Well, what equipment did you destroy?
I didn't. He just does +1 for each different equipment in lineup.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's 4 equipments in the destroyed pile.
And there's 3 heroes in the destroyed... Okay. I see what's going on now.
Brad's got a pretty good shot of beating this game.
7. Yeah, I'm not anywhere near really actually able to pull it off. I'm going to use the Secret Society Communicator to destroy a punch. And I still have 7 power to spend, so I'm going to buy an Emperor Penguin and an Atomica and a Kick. Thank you very much.
Yeah, done.
Done.
We get the Royal Flush Gang. A Cosmic Staff and Dr. Light.
Okay. Alright. Speaking of Dr. Light, I will play Dr. Light to draw a card and choose Steven.
Yeah.
Attack that foe, puts a location he controls into his discard pile.
Okay. I will, at this time, put Earth 3 into my discard pile.
Because darn.
Yep.
Most of your punches are already there.
Yep.
Nice. I will play Deathstorm. Oh, never mind. That'll just make him stronger.
I'll make who stronger?
Brad.
Oh.
By striking me down, you will only make me stronger.
Yes. Fine. I'll go ahead and try the Pandora's Box. Revealing 4 cards.
Wow.
Hey. Not that it mattered, because pretty much the card I want is already out there. So, 2, 4, 5. Give me that. And not playing Deathstorm. 1, 2, 3.
Done.
Yep.
Steven, turn.
Oh, those two.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which order I want to do this.
That actually would have been 6. There's nothing worth 1. Or 6. So, yeah.
All right.
Nope, if you wanted the Royal Flush Gang, you couldn't get anything else at 6.
Okay. See if I'm doing this right. Let's make sure I do this right. I'm going to play Broadsword. +2 power, and I choose a foe. Brad. Destroy that...
He doesn't have anything in his discard.
God dang it.
Okay, I'm the only one with anything in my discard.
Okay. I'm shuffling.
All right. I thought that... Did you run out of cards? When? He must have run out of cards. I wasn't paying attention to that. Ah, you've got an Emperor Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to destroy your Emperor Penguin. Okay, so... Destroy a card with a cost 1, 2, or 3 in that discard pile. When you destroy a card, gain a weakness. So that's the broadsword. If I destroy Emperor Penguin, when you destroy this card in any zone, I gain 2 victory points. So I gain 2 victory points. 1, 2.
My plans.
Wow.
They are ruined.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to play...
Can't believe I lost the flash. God,
I know, right?
Still burns me. I could have been drawn so many cards.
Yeah. Element Woman.
No, this game would be going so much quicker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to play Element Woman, and she also counts as a superpower, an equipment, or a villain. My Star Labs location says +1 power for each equipment you play. So that makes that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What?
Right?
3, 6, 7.
+1 for each equipment in play.
Yeah.
9.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hmm.
+1 for each equipment in play. So this is worth 3, this is worth 3, and this is worth 1.
Okay. 6, 7. All right. I may now destroy... I'm going to play Sledgehammer. I'm going to destroy a non-equipment card in your hand or discard pile. Punch. No. Yes. I'll just destroy punch.
Because destroying the weakness is counterproductive.
Well, yeah, at this point. And then all I have is a weakness.
But you destroyed a card.
Yeah, so I destroyed a card. So I gain a weakness.
So you can put a weakness
on
back.
On my turn, I can put
two
weaknesses right back. I can draw a card. Amanda Waller, hero. You may destroy a card in your hand or discard pile if it's a villain. Plus power equal to its cost. If you choose not to, +2 power. I don't have any villains. So it is a +2 power. So now I'm at 9. Am I up to 9 now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, so I'm at 10. Crap, 2 away. All right, I'm just going to take these two. I'm just going to take 2. Cosmic Staff and Central City. And I'm done. I think I played that right, right? Is that the best combo way to do it?
Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
I was hoping to try to destroy Shazam.
Yeah.
I will eventually.
We'll see.
I just want to make sure I got all the victory
points. I'm thinking he's the toughest hero villain.
Probably.
Hero.
Yeah. My turn.
So we just had the worst of luck.
2 games in a row.
Yes.
Grid, +1 power. I move put a villain or equipment with cost 5 or less from my discard pile on top of my deck. You're going to get the Cosmic Staff. Bizarro power, +4 power and gain a weakness. Attack. Each foe gains a weakness.
Attack, you say?
Darn you.
I will reveal invulnerable. When you are attacked, you may reveal this card from your hand. If you do, you may discard it or destroy a vulnerability in your hand to avoid the attack. So I will discard this, meaning I can draw a card.
Cool. Right. Did you gain the weakness, Steven?
I did, yes.
Okay. Expert Marksman. I may destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile. If it costs 1 or greater, gain a victory point. I'm going to destroy a weakness.
Okay.
Which doesn't go back to the stack.
Right.
Then I'm going to play Power Drain, +2, and choose a foe. I think I'm going to choose Steven. That foe reveals his hand. I choose 1 card revealed this way to be discarded.
Hmm.
I'm going to get rid of Transmutation. And then Kick for +2 power. So it's 4, 8, 9. Cold Gun makes 10.
So close.
Oh.
Options.
Yeah. What do I want this time?
3, 6, 4, 4, 4, 2... 3, 4, 3.
4.
What are you taking?
Power Drain. 5, 5, 6. Manbat's. I put it here. Yeah. Manbat Serum. So that's 9.
Yep. Nothing you can get with one.
Get with one. Use the cold gun on Dr. Light.
Boom.
Ha! All right. We will replace with the Cosmic Staff.
Ooh. Nice.
And Commissioner Gordon.
Nice.
All right. I am going to use my Secret Society communicator to destroy this weakness.
No!
And I'm going to spend two power from Super Intellect, two power from a kick, two power from Amanda Waller, and one power from Punch for a total of 7. And I'm going to take Giganta and
Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon is a hero, so that allows me to draw one extra card this turn.
Done?
Yes.
Firestorm. And Transmutation.
Huh. All right. I will first play Dr. Light, and I get to draw a card and choose a foe, Steven.
Okay.
Your foe puts a location he controls into his discard card pile as an attack.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was a good draw. I will play Sledgehammer to destroy those cards. Huh. That is pretty potent.
What's it do?
Put the top card of your deck on your supervillain. This card has the same text of each card on your supervillain this turn.
So you just keep piling cards, and then that card mimics them.
And just gets stupid powerful.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Until someone gets rid of that stupid powerful card from your hand.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I will work towards that. So what if you have a card with can you play it as a defense?
Doesn't have a defense tag on it, does it?
Well, but no, if it just has, goes I guess it's just as when you play it, it gains those abilities somehow. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I'll go ahead and play Sledgehammer to discard or destroy Invulnerable, getting a victory point. I will play Power Girl and 2 kicks and a grid. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I will take that, and that'll be about it.
Okay. New card coming in is
The Blight.
The Blight, okay. So I'm going to play Despero, draw 2 cards, and choose a foe. 1, 2, Rob. That foe discards a card with cost of 1 or greater.
Cosmic Staff. You may discard this card to avoid an attack. If you do, gain the bottom card of the main deck.
Ah, boo.
And
did you get the flash?
Nope, I got a Royal Flush Gang.
All right.
Dang it. Mm. All right. Getting there.
Then I'm going to play a kick and 4 punches. I still have a lot of punches. For a total of 6. And I'm going to...
Yes,
I think we're going to take this Cosmic Staff, to keep it away from Rob, and my turn is done.
All right, Cosmic Staff is being replaced by Pandora.
Guess I could have taken a kick. I forgot to add 1 for my Happy Harbor bonus.
All right.
6-2, never mind.
I'm going to start with Power Armor, +3 power. Element Woman, +2 power. The Blight. I may destroy a card in my hand or discard pile. If it's a superpower, plus power equal to its cost. If choose not to, +2 power. I'm going to destroy a kick for 3. So it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ultra Strength, +3 power and draw 2 cards.
Blah.
9, 10, 11.
You got it.
Yep.
He's so close.
Nice.
I got it. I haven't played my cold gun yet.
Oh, cold gun.
Because if not, I've got it on the next one.
Yeah. Don't think I'm winning this one. That's all right. All right, one as Aquaman.
One and two cards.
Mermaid Man, you mean.
12, 13, 14. Plus one is 15. I'm going to freeze.
Kick.
I can't.
It's not technically part of the lineup. Okay.
I'm going to freeze Pandora. Hmm. She seems
potent.
Pretty potent. Potentially potent. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Use 12 of it to fight Shazam.
Excellent.
And 3 of it to get Dr. Light. All right. That is my turn.
All right.
We get Stargirl.
Hmm.
And Wonder Woman. First appearance attack. Oh, hey, that's the same one from...
Dang.
Yep.
The Dice Masters.
What does it say?
Sorry. Each player destroys a villain in his hand or discard pile. If you cannot, gain a weakness.
Hmm. Oh. I will destroy Emperor Penguin.
Oh, my God. Really?
What is it? Read that again? Please tell me it's not.
Each player destroys a villain in his hand or discard pile. If you cannot, gain a weakness.
Mother effer.
I will destroy Grid.
I have to destroy Ultraman.
Yes!
This game. Just this game.
Yes.
God dang it. But I destroyed it, so I gain a weakness.
Oh, that is so good.
I will...
Ultraman was the one that got away.
God dang it.
Yeah.
I will destroy the blue light.
Me and love this game so freaking much. God dang it.
All right, people.
That was the one that was going to clean up the rest of this freaking game.
So what has she got, 11 for Wonder Woman? 11, huh?
Dang it.
So, 3, 7.
Dang it!
Right. I'm going to use Phantom Stranger, and he's going to destroy this punch from my discard pile. And then Power Ring is going to destroy Pandora.
Aww.
Can you do that when it's frozen?
Yep. Okay. This card cannot be bought or gained.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about being destroyed.
Yep. And Owlman will destroy the Secret Society Communicator.
Okay.
So together, those two guys are worth 5.
Is there
9 points, right?
Two of those are Venoms, aren't they?
Doesn't matter. What are you talking about?
Plus one power for each different equipment in the destroyed pile. I assume that's what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, we can look it up, but...
I did not
There
realize.
Are two Venom injectors.
Okay. All right, yeah. so one fewer.
So we'd probably stack them so we can see the names and not the costs.
Yeah. All right.
So four.
Four and four is 8.
Which isn't
still
nice.
Significant.
Yes.
Oh, but that's going to make a difference.
Kill Wonder Woman?
Yeah, no.
Oh, wait.
I don't have enough to kill Wonder Woman.
Oh, can I go back? Can I have a backsies?
What do you need a backseat?
You got a different.
I got a defense.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You can do the defense.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, I was so glad that Ultraman was killed, though.
And what about this? Does this go into a discard pile?
Well, what's it say?
Okay. Well, yeah, read it.
You may discard this card to avoid an attack if you do gain the bottom card of the main deck. I swear to God.
Yes!
Dang it.
It's Royal Flush Gang.
You jerks. All right.
It gained, so it goes to your discard.
Yeah, but I also need to get rid of my weakness since I didn't destroy a card.
Oh, right.
Which kind of hurts me, but...
Yeah.
All right.
So the Flash
is the next one.
It's the next one.
Yes.
All right.
It's a race.
If it would have been the Flash, I would have said, you know what, that's not fair, and I would have gone with the...
Yeah. So I've got... What did I say? I've got 8 points.
Yes. Yeah,
which is
there.
Not enough to do Wonder Woman.
But it's enough for both Stargirl and the Blight.
Hmm.
Yeah, I will take both Stargirl. What does transmutation do?
Lets you destroy stuff and get victory points.
Mm. And whatever card you destroy, you can get something of that same value from the lineup.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll take it. All right, bad. I'll take transmutation and...
Do you have one more power?
Stargrow. Oh, no, I don't. God damn it. I mean, gosh darn it. I'll take the Blight and Stargirl, and I will use Atomica to destroy this kick for one victory point, please.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Thank you. And it is now the Brian's turn.
Okay, let's bring out the cards.
Catwoman. Invulnerable. Broadsword.
Hmm.
And Power Girl.
Hmm.
I will play a Royal Flush Gang to draw two, discard two, and then draw another one. Nice. Discarding two punches, and then draw another one. Eh. I will play a Royal Flush Gang, getting me a victory point. Drawing two cards. Discarding two cards. Two more punches.
Can I see Royal Flush Gang?
He played that, right?
Mm.
You get two victory points. Gain one victory point for each other Royal Flush Gang you play or have played this turn. Yeah, so you play one. Anything after that, you get one.
Nice.
And
because you already had one, double it up. Guess who it's now the new target for? Victory point stealings.
All right, I will...
Still Rob?
No.
Okay.
I've got, don't think you have more
I've got four. He's got... Brad's got, got four.
Brad's got four or five.
Brian's got
four.
Oh, so you're
I think we've all got the same.
Okay.
Except let's for you. See. You've got the most.
I got like nine. No, I got...
Zero or superpower. Yeah, I will play Vibe, which gives me plus two power with the Happy Harbor. With the cost five, and I can put a hero superpower with the cost five or less from your discard pile on top of your deck. Firestorm. We'll see how that goes. I will play Commissioner Gordon for another plus two, her for just plus two, and I will reveal two cards.
No!
Firestorm Matrix.
I need both of those!
So I got 2, 4, 5, 6.
That's what I did.
Mm, okay. I need a broadsword, yeah. Or Power Girl.
Do you want to be able to attack one of us? Or do you just want the extra power?
Mm.
I think you just want the extra power because Happy Harbor.
Yeah. And discard all those.
Are you done?
That'll be done.
All right. So no new cards come in, but I will play Mallet. Reveal the top card of your deck. It is a Catwoman. Draw it, or pass it on to another player's discard. I will now play Ultraman.
Duh.
You may destroy a card in the lineup. I may destroy. And I really think that I want to get rid of the broadsword. So when I destroy that, helps Brad out, but when I destroy that... I gain a weakness, which goes into my discard pile. Plus one power for each different superpower in the destroyed deck. For each different
Dang it.
One. Mm-hmm. One. One, two, three, four.
That's nowhere near as many as I thought there was going to be.
I thought it was going to be like 9, 10. All right, so
maybe you should have destroyed the transmutation.
Maybe. Four. So that's four. 5, 6, attack Brad, steal a victory point from Brad.
For me.
Unless like you have a defense.
The weakest guy.
That's what Desaro am do. 4, 5, 6. And I will take, what does Invulnerable do? Oh, no, I want equipments. I'll take this two.
No.
Take this two. And this Catwoman might also have a weakness sitting there, so I'll take this cold gun and this Catwoman. Dang it. And I'm done.
My turn.
It is your turn as soon as I
Constructs of Fear. I should probably put those back over there. And steel. No. All right. Let's see. Bizarro power, plus 4 power and gain a weakness. Attack. Each foe gains a weakness.
I will play Insanity in defense. You may discard to avoid an attack. If you do, you may put a card from your hand or discard pile into the attacker's hand. I don't think I will do that. Nah. And just draw a card for my character ability.
Cool. Power drain, plus 2 power and choose a foe. Brian, that foe reveals his hand. Choose one card revealed this way to be discarded.
Dang it. Firestorm?
Yeah, probably.
We need to power up and get 11 points to take down Wonder Woman.
I'm getting there. I've only played 2 cards this turn. Yep, Firestorm. Yeah, Firestorm and Deathstorm in the same hand. That was kind of awesome. Yeah. So that's 6. Cosmic Staff for 2 more. 7, 8. Punch is 1, 9. Grid is 1, oh. 10. And I get to put a villain or equipment cost 5 or less on top of my deck. That's going to be Man-Bat.
Crap. I shouldn't have had Firestorm anyways.
Oh?
Yeah, because 5 is you may put a hero superpower of cost 5 or less.
Ah.
What was it, 6?
Yeah.
And then screwed up. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Cold Gun for 11. Gonna lock down my Firestorm Matrix and beat me a Wonder Woman.
Okay. All right. No new cards are coming in, but we are going to reveal a new villain. Mm-hmm. And that villain is Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing. Cool.
Plus 2 for each location in play. His first appearance, attack, each player puts a location he controls into his discard pile. If you cannot, gain a weakness. So control means it has to be in play.
We'll respond with Commissioner Gordon. You may discard to an avoided attack. If you do, gain 1 victory point. But I don't get to draw a card, right? Because it's still technically Rob's turn.
Correct.
Right. Dang it.
My hand
got a lot
I'm going
less
to use Man-Bat. Defense, you may discard this card to avoid an attack. If you do, steal a victory point from the attacker. But there isn't one, so.
There you go. I took a weakness.
I also took a weakness, which now is probably going to backfire on me.
All right. That's your turn.
My play. All right. I'm going to play Pandora's Box. And I'll reveal, Constructs of Fear.
Oh my gosh, 7 cards.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Well, this game's going to be over pretty quick because we're going to run out that pile.
Does the game end?
Game ends when there are no more cards you can add to your...
Oh, that's terrible.
Or when you beat all the villains.
But we also don't reveal anything off the top of the deck until we get down below 5, so... My cold gun just became a lot less useful.
Yes.
Well, I think...
Melee.
I will use Owlman.
To destroy some equipments.
Yeah. Oh.
Destroy 3 equipments.
No, I can destroy 1.
No.
Now, the Firestorm Matrix
you can destroy the cold gun.
Yeah. Or the mallet.
Or the Man-Bat Serum.
Or the Mallet. Or the Man-Bat Serum. Well, no. There's already a Man-Bat Serum in there.
All right. I will destroy the... I will destroy the Mallet.
Don't give Rob a chance to get that Firestorm Matrix.
Well,
or the Cold Gun. Sure you want to get rid of this?
Destroy the Mallet. Yep.
All right.
Kershaw. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Owlman is worth 6. And
was a decent play there.
Swamp Thing has got a plus 2 for the location, so he's 11. That does not help me.
No, that's when you play him. He is at 9.
He's at 9, yeah.
Is it 9? Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Crap.
Awesome.
Was that an attack?
All right.
Yeah. Swamp Thing?
No, when you made me discard Firestorm.
Yeah?
Darn it.
Why?
Because I could have played Gordon there.
Oh.
All right. I will play... Atomica to destroy a weakness. And I will play two super intellects for 2 points each. So that's a total of 6 10-point Swamp Thing.
And you also have one left over in case you want to take a...
How many?
World of Power.
Yeah, it just
would
have been plus
power.
One.
Sure, I will take a Word of Power also. Uh-oh. And I get to draw an extra card because of Swamp Thing being a hero.
Okay, here comes the new villain. The new villain is Martian Manhunter. First appearance attack. Each player discards a hero and a villain. If you can, if you discard no cards, gain a weakness. You must discard a hero and a villain. If you can't, you gain a weakness. I cannot, so I will gain a weakness. And now this is really catching up on me.
Defense. Yeah. I'm discarding that card to avoid an attack. If I do, draw a card and put a card with cost one or greater from the destroyed pile on the bottom of the main deck.
Yeah.
With one or greater?
Yeah, put a kick on the bottom of the main deck.
Interesting.
But Flash!
I know a guy.
You should have put a weakness.
One or greater.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
Alright, Brian, I believe it is your turn.
I'll play a kick.
Hey, you get three. Alright.
I can take one of those. I get two. I'll go with the cold gun.
Alright. I will... Start of my turn, discard two weaknesses, draw a card. All right. Then I will play Central City. Location, ongoing, plus one power for each non-kick superpower you play. All right. I will now play Transmutation. Destroy a card in your hand or discard pile. I will destroy this punch. Destroying it gains me a weakness, but it also gains me one victory point. Gain a card from the... Oh, you may gain a card from the lineup, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't matter. But this one now is worth one power this turn. Then I've got... So Power Girl would be three. Two punches would be... four, five, six. And then I have a superpower, which is kick, 7-8, but that doesn't get a bonus because it's not a non-kick superpower, so I have a cost of 8. Not enough quite to destroy Martian Manhunter, which is a 12, which is really surprising, but...
It's a strong Superman.
It is. Yeah. I know, well, we had said that Shazam might have been the strongest one in this game.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing all three of them are 12.
I think I'm going to take a Construct of Fear, my superpower, plus three power attack. Each foe discards two cards. And my turn is done.
Right. Rob turn. I'm going to use Expert Marksman to destroy a non-superpower card in my hand or discard pile to get rid of a weakness.
No, five or less. Let's see if you could play the Firestorm Matrix on Firestorm.
Or... No. That'd be silly.
That'd be ridiculous.
Power Drain. Plus two power and choose a foe. Attack that foe reveals his hand. Choose one card revealed this way to be discarded. I'm going to go with Steven.
Doesn't matter.
Get rid of Star Labs.
Okay.
I'm going to use one of my power currently to purchase... I can't quite do that. Let's see. So two. Man-Bat Serum plus power equal to your victory points. One, two, three, four. If you have five or more victory points, destroy this card at the end of your turn. So it's six. Cold Gun for seven. I'm going to use the Cold Gun on... the Word of Power, use my seven to get the Firestorm Matrix. Transmutation. I will get rid of my other weakness. Yep. Gain a victory point. And that'll be my turn.
All right.
You take out Martian Manhunter?
Maybe. I'm going to use Atomica to destroy this Word of Power and get one victory point, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the Phantom Stranger to destroy this weakness. And I'm going to use Power Ring for 4 points of power. And I will use the Secret Society Communicator to destroy Stargirl for 4 points of power, which actually makes Power Ring now worth 5 points. So that's 9.
And he's at -4 right now.
Oh, he's at -4?
Yeah. When you destroy this card in any zone, you pay 4 less to defeat superheroes this turn.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Hmm. All right. So I've got enough to destroy.
That's why I locked it down, was so I could. I was 1 point shy of being able to do it myself this turn.
Cool.
Yeah. Or last turn.
So and, you got him destroyed.
Hang on a second. So that's so I've got 1 point extra for destroying him, right? I'm up by 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I will use Amanda Waller to destroy Kick.
Hmm.
So, and I will take Martian Manhunter.
And that'd be it.
And I get to draw, yeah, that's all. And I get to draw 1 extra card this turn.
Superman.
Yeah.
13.
Hmm.
First appearance attack. Each player destroys a superpower in his hand or discard pile. If you cannot, gain 2 weakness cards.
Hmm. Wow. A superpower, huh?
Yep.
I think I can do that.
I guess I'll get rid of insanity, probably.
Guess I'll get rid of this kick.
Guess I'll get rid of super intellect. And it gets destroyed.
Yep.
Ultraman.
Oh, hey. Better. You know, whenever I destroy a card, I gain a weakness.
Expert marksman.
All right. So my go?
It is.
I believe so.
Oh, wait. I have Commissioner Gordon. I will use him as a defense.
Ah.
I will discard that card to avoid an attack, and I will gain...
What was it? Super intellect?
Yeah, super intellect. And I will gain 1 victory point, please.
And 1 victory point for you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow. We still haven't cycled around to me shuffling Shazam back into my deck.
Wow.
Okay. I will play Dr. Light, which lets me draw a card and choose a foe, Steven, as an attack that foe puts a location he controls into his discard pile.
That's fine.
Yeah. And then I pretty much got crap. I will play Pandora's Box to reveal 6 cards.
Oh.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Bizarro Power, 2 Insanities, Belle Reve. Oh, cool. Superwoman and Royal Flush Game.
I got 6 power.
Bonuses for playing villains. Ooh. Sure you don't want the 3rd Royal Flush Gang?
I do.
Because that's...
Yeah, that'll power you up pretty good, especially at the end.
Oh, I actually would have had... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, anything to...
Insanity. Yeah. It's been working out for you so far.
Turn done?
3, 4, 5, yes.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of 2 weakness cards. Be able to draw a card. Oh, look. Here's Earth 3. Once during each of your turns, reveal the top card of the deck. If it's a punch card, destroy it and gain 1 victory point. Not
a But it is a card. Cosmic Staff.
It is a Cosmic Staff.
Which means we don't attack you on your next turn.
No, you do not. But I do have... I will play a Broadsword, and I will have Rob destroy a card with a cost 1, 2, or 3 in your foe's discard pile.
You destroy it.
Yeah, what do you got that's... I will destroy the grid.
No, not my grid.
Yep, I will destroy a grid. So that means I get another freaking weakness. This is where I've got too many weaknesses, and unfortunately I can only spend two at a time per turn. then I have, so I've got two there.
And you can't destroy them either.
I can. I do have some things that will destroy.
But don't you get victory points?
Get a weakness back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh? I do get a, no, I get a weakness there. Okay. All right, so I have a purchase power getting, five.
Oh, victory points from the transmutations.
Transmutation.
I thought I got victory points, but no, I guess that was the Bizarro in the other game. Yeah. Not the, okay.
That would be crazy if he gained victory points.
Yeah.
Whatever he gained. It's like anytime he destroyed a card, he gained a victory point, basically. Yeah.
All right. I think I will take Manbat because I have five power. Manbat's three. Anything else worth a two? I think I will just go ahead and take an Insanity. And I'm done.
All right. My turn. I'm going to start with... Oh, this comes away. I'm going to start with Royal Flush Gang. Draw two, discard two, be punch and vibe. Play Blackgate Prison once during each of my turns. I reveal the top card of my deck. If it's a vulnerability or weakness, I destroy it and gain a victory point. It's Wonder Woman.
Wow, nice. Destroy it and get a victory point, Rob.
That's neither a vulnerability nor a weakness.
Darn.
Play Element Woman for two power. Play a Giant Growth, destroying it because it's my first power. I gain a victory point and draw a card. Oh, that's a five.
Oops.
I'm kind of surprised that's the first time I've done that. Oh, hey, look at that. Bizarro power. Plus four power and gain a weakness. Attack. Each foe gains a weakness.
Yep.
It's an attack.
Gotta take it.
I will use my defense. I will use my Cosmic Staff. You may discard this card to avoid an attack. If you do, you gain the bottom card of the main deck, which is that kick card, isn't it?
Should be.
Yeah. And gained. That goes in,
so discard pile.
Discard pile.
Yep. Can I see the villain stack? The destroyed villains. Wow. They're actually kind of just crap here. Yeah, I will play Wonder Woman. You may play up to three villains with cost six or less from the destroyed pile, and then put them on the bottom of the main deck. If you choose not to, plus three power. I'm going to play the Blight, choosing not to destroy anything, so plus two power. A Johnny Quick to draw a card. And Grid for plus one power. So there's that.
And you can do shenanigans.
Oh, look
Rob
at that.
Can always do shenanigans.
Indeed. Shazam! That's what I drew. Gain the top two cards of the main deck, play them, and then destroy one of them.
Dang.
One, two. Mallet and Johnny Quick. I will choose Mallet. First, reveal the top card of my deck, draw it, or pass it to any player's discard pile. It's a punch. Here you go.
Thank you.
And then Johnny Quick, I draw a card. Then I destroy one of these, which will be Johnny Quick. So the mallet is kind of nifty. I'll play Firestorm Matrix. Play the top card of my deck. If it costs five or less, I'm going to destroy this card to do what I've done with the cold gun. It doesn't cost five or less. It is ultra strength, plus three power, and draw two cards. Draw two cards. I think I can actually kill Superman this turn.
Do it.
Two more power and six more power. Man-Bat Serum is going to get destroyed this turn. So let me figure out how much power I actually have. These three go to the bottom of that deck. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, 14, 18, 19, 20, 21. Who do I want to freeze? I want to
probably
freeze
one of the more expensive ones.
Nope, I'm going to get her.
Oh, yeah, because you'll have just enough. One left over. Here. Actually, you can get three cards.
Actually, I'm going to freeze. Yeah, I am going to freeze her.
Why don't you just take her?
Because I'm going to get Constructs of Fear.
That's gross.
Because it's slightly better.
Yeah. All right, so take Superman.
Superman!
Constructs of Fear.
Yep, so that's 13, 20, 1.
Okay. Now, which some cards go down into your discard pile and
these
some go to...
These three go to the bottom of the main deck.
By Flash.
Flash is like two cards from the top right now.
Wow.
Yep.
These go... Yep, everything else...
It's your discard, right?
Goes to my discard. Productive turn was productive.
Oh, that's your location.
That's our location.
Okay. All right.
Oh, nope. Man-Bat Serum was destroyed.
All right.
Oh, a new hero. Constantine, hero. Mm. Reveal the top three cards of your deck. Draw one, destroy one, and put one on top of your deck. Gain victory points equal to the destroyed card's victory point value.
Okay, so I have to
draw... Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's the play thing.
The first appearance attack. Each player loses three victory points. If you have none to lose, you gain a weakness.
Ah, lame.
All right.
1, 2.
I'm going to reveal power armor. I reveal this card from my hand to avoid an attack. If I do, I may destroy a card in my hand or discard pile. Goodbye, weakness. Actually, destroying weaknesses wouldn't be that bad for you, because you can eventually run out of weaknesses to gain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think we're ready for you, Brad.
Okay, we'll play Swamp Thing. You guys each have a location, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he is worth 6 power. And then...
It'd be funny if Swamp Thing took down Constantine.
Yeah.
He's going to.
I think he's going to.
Giganta is worth 2 for 8, and the Blight is worth 2 more for 10. Give me whatever the hell his name is.
Constantine.
Yep.
Constant Huzitz. And then I will use my super intellects to get rid of...
No! All the work I'm
weakness.
Doing. Why?
All right.
All right, here we
last
go.
Last superhero.
I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards.
And it is Cyborg. First appearance attack. Each player discards a superpower and an equipment. If you discard no cards, gain a weakness. Each player discards a superpower and an equipment.
I'm going to reveal power armor.
If I only have one, do I still have to discard?
It says if you discard
player
no
discards
cards,
a superpower and an equipment. If you discard no cards, gain a weakness.
Yeah, I'm discarding an equipment. I do not have a superpower.
No superpowers.
I am destroying the last punch in my deck.
Okay. So
because I
wasn't able to get rid of my weakness this time, at least not yet. We'll see what happens after a couple draws. Because first...
I think it's your turn.
Royal Flush Gang. Draw 2 cards. Discard 2 cards. Yeah, that's nice. And then my character ability lets me draw an extra card. All right, thank you. And an extra card. Yeah. I will play another Royal Flush Gang, gaining 2 victory points. Draw 2 cards. And discarding. Let's see. A punch and freeze gun. And I guess I just have to play this rest. Power Girl, and Vibe.
Got enough to kill Cyborg?
Well,
6. You're pretty close.
8, 9, 10. So, that's yes. Yeah, got something.
All right. Good job, Brian. Woo. Game overtime. Now remember, each weakness counts as a negative.
Yep.
Which is what I was afraid of.
What do you mean weakness?
So this gets destroyed, I believe. Firestorm Matrix.
So first question, how many cards do I get in my deck?
Yep.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah. I did still have a punch in my deck.
20.
What does that go for?
1, 22, 23, 24. Oops.
What does that go for?
That means Deathstorm is worth 6.
Deathstorm's got a thing of you get X per.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's 10.
Dang it. All my hard work.
Those are 10. So didn't quite get my deck whittled back down enough.
No, Royal Flush Gang isn't actually worth any points.
Nope.
But they gain you points during the game if you get multiples.
Fine. 10. 2, 4, 5. 6, 7.
Well, I did a little better than the last game.
I did the tiniest smidgen better than the last game.
Really?
Yeah.
10. Wow. I had 31. That's what I ended up with.
I also had 31. Oh, you last game.
No, I'm talking about this game. I got 31.
What'd this, you get? I got 31.
Oh, okay.
Well, last game I got 40. This game I got 42.
Wow.
43.
Wow.
No.
Congratulations, Rob. No.
I have literally been robbed.
Yep. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 30.
Did you change your mind about this game now?
Roles were reversed.
37, 38, 39, 40,
winners become
two,
losers.
Three. Oh, yep, 43.
Right. So okay. Did you like this game better this time, Rob?
Yeah.
I admit it. I like this game now that I won.
I'm still not a fan.
This one took too long, I feel.
This one did take a little bit longer.
I don't know if it's maybe just because it's later. But.
Probably a little bit. But also, this whole victory point thing was a little different mechanic because it was like, hey, destroy this, do this, do something against your enemy, backstab your fellow enemy.
Yes.
Backstab your fellow villain.
This one was a lot more interactive.
Yeah.
This was a completely, the basic mechanics are the same, but totally different game.
Yeah, the card selection made it a lot more interesting.
Yeah. I did enjoy this a lot more.
I had a lot more interesting, cool, deep choices to make, and I was not sure right up to the end if my deck was stupid or really good, and I'm going to take it losing by one really good, but I was really thinking, oh, I've just done something idiotic with this build, and it's just hard to tell, you know, but it was fun. I enjoyed this a lot.
Flash was right in the middle.
God, poor Flash. Man.
All right, everybody.
Well,
there you go. There is your look at the Villains Forever Evil DC deck building game. Hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did, let us know over in the comment section at majorspoilers.com or share your 5-star review over at iTunes, or if you want to see us continue doing other things like this, you can become a Major Spoilers VIP and help the cause move forward. And I think until next time, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.